Who is Jesus?
Jesus,
This is an unending sermon.
这是一个永远讲不完的一个话题。
In the last verse of Gospel John, the apostle penned the following words.
在约翰福音的最后一节，约翰有这样说道。
Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world not have room for the books that would be written.
耶稣在世上行了如此这么多的事情，把他所写的说的话写下来的话，就是这个所写的书，就是这个世界也会装不下。
So today I'm going to pick few doctrines that describe best about our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，那今天我会选择一些我们的信仰的基要的真理来讨论一下耶稣到底是谁。
A missionary is the one who received a calling from God and willing to go to a place to preach the gospel to the people who have never heard the gospel.
有这样的一位宣教士，他受了神的呼召，他要到一些没有听到过神的话语的人当中去传递神的福音。
And many years ago, the Wycliffe Bible translator sent a woman to a remote village to teach them the scripture.
很久以前有这样的一个圣经的翻译的一个总部，他们就差派了一位姐妹作为宣教士到很荒远的地方去传神的福音。
And upon her arrival, she faced an insurmountable hurdle.
当她到了那个偏远的地方的时候，她遇到了一个非常具有挑战性的一个困难。
She found out these people communicate with one another with an oral skill.
他发现当地的那个人呢，他们的交流都只是用口语来传递。
And they do not have language, written language.
他们并没有一个可以用书写的语言。
So the first thing this lady did is ask the people to teach her the language.
所以这位宣教士的姐妹，她要这些当地人所做的第一件事情，就是来教会她他们当地人的语言。
And then he will transform the oral language into the written ones.
他了解那些语言以后，他是可以把口头传递的语言用书写的方式记录下来。
And then he said to them, I will teach you about the Bible.
然后他就告诉他们说，我会来教你们关于圣经的知识。
But first of all, you have to know how to read and write.
但是呢，你们必须首先知道怎么样去写，怎么样去读。
And after the laborious task, she accomplished her task.
他就真是对他来说是一个非常劳力的一个任务，巨大的任务。
And then she said to herself, I'm begin to translate the Bible.
他做完了这一切后，他就决定说，现在是我一个很好的时间，可以来翻译圣经。
And then she decided to start with the Gospel Matthew.
他决定先从福音书就是马太福音书开始。
But when she turned the Bible, she found out the first paragraph is very boring.
但是他打开这个福音书这个马太福音的第一章的时候，他就发现第一段的话其实好像非常的枯燥。
So and so begot so and so and begot so and so.
那这个第一段的话讲的其实就是谁胜了谁，谁又胜了谁。
So in order to expedite the project, she skipped the genealogy.
所以她为了要能够加快她的这个这个项目的这个进度的话，她决定跳过家谱这一段。
And then she skipped to the meat substance of the story of Jesus Christ.
她就直接来到了关于耶稣的这个故事的这个核心的部分。
And then sometime later, she sent out her translation.To a remote publisher.
然后他翻译完以后，他就把他的翻译交给了一个发行商。
In a very remote, distant city.
在一个也是很遥远的一个地方。
And several months later, the publisher finished printing the Bible and used two trucks to ship the Bible back to the village.
过了几个月以后，这个出版商就印好了圣经，然后用两辆卡车把圣经送到了这个偏远的村庄。
This lady was elated.
这个传福音的这位
Very joyful.
传福音的这位姐妹的话，非常的兴奋，非常高兴。
Now we have the Bible.
她说：“现在我们有圣经了。”
But they found out these people is more interested in the trucks than the Bible.
但是她发现当地的这些部落的人呢，他们对这个卡车更感兴趣，远远的超过了对圣经的兴趣。
And she was very sad.
所以她心里感到非常的沮丧。
And she was crushed.
她感到非常好像被重担压垮下。
And nevertheless, she persevere and continue to modify her translation.
但是她还是非常的有毅力，她坚持继续的来完善她的圣经的翻译。
And this time she said, okay, I'm going to include the genealogy.
啊，那这个时候他就想着说，啊，那我现在可以把啊关于福音书中的这个家谱的一段给加上去了。
And then a few months back, and the new version came back.
啊，所以过了几个月以后呢，一个新的一个版本的圣经就印出来了。
And then this time she used a little bit different strategy.
啊，这一次他就用了一个不同的一个策略。
She talked to the tribal chief.
啊，他就对这个部落的首领有这样的交流。
And then explained to him the genealogy.
他就对这个部落的首领介绍，给这个部落的首领介绍了这个耶稣的家谱。
And then the chief, the tribal chief, said this.
啊，那这个部落的首领就这样回答说
：Are you trying to tell me this Jesus that you taught us about for the last 10 years is a real person？
他就说啊，那你是不是你在过去10年想跟我们介绍的这个耶稣这个人是一个真实的人物呢
？Yes, she's real.
啊，这个姐妹就说：是的，他是一个真实的人物。
Oh, I thought she.He was a mythical character.
啊，他很吃惊地说，哦，我一直以为他只是一个神话当中的人物而已。
And then a few months later, the whole village, come to Christ.
那就几个月以后，整个的这个部落、这个村庄，他们都归向了主。
And right now, let us look at the Matthew chapter 1:1.
好了，我们来看看马太福音的第一章的第一节。
And I'm not going to bore you with all the genealogies, but I want to read the first verse to you.
我不会在这里花很多的时间来把整段的这个家谱都读给你。
And the record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David and the son of Abraham.
啊，我们再读一下第一节，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
And this verse delineates the framework of the genealogy, pointing out three important persons.
啊，那这短短的一段话构筑了耶稣的家谱的这样的一个框架，其中。讲到了三个最重要的人物。
And of course, Jesus Christ is one.
啊，当然我们知道耶稣他基督是其中的一个重要人物。
And then he mentioned about David.
他也提到了大卫。
And Abraham.
也提到了亚伯拉罕。
And verse 17 it says.
在十七节他也这样说到。
From Abraham to King David was 14 generations.
从亚伯拉罕到大卫有14代。
And from David to exile to Babylon another 14 generations.
从大卫迁到巴比伦又过了14代。
And from the exile to Jesus Christ is another 14 generations.
从迁至巴比伦到基督的时候又有了14代。
So, very clearly, this 14 generation times 3 is not the total number of generations.
啊，其实很清楚的，其实他们如果是14代乘以3的话，这个并不是真实的这个具体的这个
年数。It is a selected generations.
这只是他们有特定的选出的这个。
And then the question is why 14?
但是大家可能有个这样的问题，为什么会老是提到十四代十四代
？Because in the Hebrew language uses a gematria, which is a kind of numerological symbolism.
而因为在希伯来的语言当中，其实每个人的名字它都有一个数字的一个代表，就好像一个命理学一样的，就是好像人的名字和出生的年月给代表了一个命运。
So each one's name.And then cooperated with the date of his birth, and through certain formulas, come up with a number.
啊，就是说一个人他的出生的年月和他的名字加在一起的话，可以推出一个数字。
And one thing very clear to us is Satan's number is 666.
好了，我们大家都很熟悉的就是撒旦啊，他的这个对应的一个名的一个数字的话就是666。
Another interesting thing is the number of names mentioned in this long list.Is not 14 times 3 equal to 42.
其实我们知道，其实真正那些年代的话呢，这个代的话不是真正的42代。
But 42 minus 1.
其实是比42代少一代，是41代。
Do you know why? Because King David was counted twice.
知道为什么吗？其实因为是大卫王，他的代呢被数了算了两次。
Moreover, David is only person in a long list of genealogy.That have a title mentioned.
啊，不但如此，而且在整个的这个耶稣的家谱当中，大卫是唯一一个提到他的职分的，就是这是王的职位。
And he mentioned King David.
也就是王的职位，大卫王。
And now we also look at the unique pattern of the genealogy.
啊，我们其实在这个读这个家谱的时候，也发现有一个非常有趣的一个这样的一个模式。
Abraham was the father of Isaac.
啊，讲到啊，亚伯拉罕是以撒的生了以撒。
Isaac was the father of Jacob.
那个讲到说以撒又 生了雅各。
And Jacob was the father of Judah.
又讲到雅各又生了犹大。
And so on, and so on.
然后就这么一直重复下去。
But at the end of the list, you see something different.
但是到了这个家谱的这个最后它有一个变化。
Methan was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Joseph.
讲到这个马旦是雅各的生了雅各。雅各又生了约瑟。
And Joseph, he didn't say, is the father of Jesus.
这里他没有讲说约瑟是耶稣的生了约瑟。他没有说 约瑟生了耶稣。
Because Joseph's not the father of Jesus.
因为约瑟并不是耶稣的父。
But why his name was there?
但是为什么能这么写呢？
Well, because in the Hebrew culture, and Joseph,still hold the status of fatherhood.
因为在根据犹太人的文化，尽管约瑟不是真的耶稣的父亲，但是他却有父亲的这样一个地位。
The presence of his name is to make sure Jesus is in the lineage of this king's family.
之所以这样提到约瑟有这样的一个约瑟是有这个耶稣的父亲的地位，是保证耶稣是从大卫的血统而出。
Now, if Moses and David are so important in this genealogy, and we cannot help but ask the question, what Jesus said about this?
那如果真的是像大卫在这个大卫的在家谱当中有这么重要的地位，那我们看看耶稣是怎么样提到大卫的。
And one time, the Jewish people and try to accuse or even look down Jesus and say this.
有一次犹太人他们想要来指控耶稣的时候，他们这样说。
You are a Samaritan.
他说你是好像是撒玛利亚人。
You know, Samaritan is looked down upon by the Jews.
因为在当时，撒玛利亚人是被犹太人所看不起的。
And even accused Jesus, you are demon possessed.
他们甚至指责耶稣是被鬼所附的。
But pay attention how Jesus replied these people.
但我们仔细看看耶稣是怎么样来回答这些人的。
First denial, I am not possessed by demon.
首先他说我不是。被鬼所附着的。
I honor my father, but you dishonor me.
他说：“我尊敬我的父，你们倒轻慢我。”
I'm not seeking glory for myself. If I do, my glory means nothing.
他说：“我不求自己的荣耀，因为如果我求自己的荣耀，那个荣耀就不算什么。”
But there's one who's the judge seeks glory for me.
但是有一位定是非的，他为我求荣耀。
You do not know him, but I do.
他说：“你们不认识他，我却认识他。”
Now the Jewish people said, "Wow, he called God his father."
这些犹太人他们觉得非常的吃惊，说：“哇哦，你居然叫神是你的父。”
And out of the blue, Jesus said something like this.
就是突然耶稣就说了这样一段话。
If anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death.
他说我实实在在的告诉你们，人若遵守我的道，就永远不见死。
So the Jewish people, the Jews are very agitated.
这个时候我们看到这些犹太人他们感到心里非常的被激动了。
You mean your words are bigger and more important than God's word?
他说难道你的话比神的话还更重要吗？
And Abraham and all the prophets obey God's word and yet they die.
我们看到像亚伯拉罕和所有的那些先知他们都遵守神的话语神的道，但是他们都死了。
And you said if we follow your word and we will never die.
但是你却说如果是遵守你的道的话就永远不见死。
This is the proof that you're demon possessed.
所以可见通过你的话我们知道你真的是被鬼所附的。
Are you greater than our forefather Abraham?
你难道比我们的祖先亚伯拉罕还大吗？
And Jesus said,
耶稣就这样回答说，
Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad.
你们的祖先亚伯拉罕，祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，既见看见了就快乐。
Now how can your forefather Abraham see me if I am his son?
那这个很好奇的人家就会说，如果你怎么可以见到亚伯拉罕呢？如果你是大卫的子孙的话。
See, we further prove that you are crazy.
所以可见你说的这段话表示你真的是一个发了疯的人。
And you're not even 50, even though you look like so.
你看上去还不到50岁。
And said you have seen Abraham.
但是你却说你见过亚伯拉罕。
And then Jesus said an astonishing proclamation.
在这个时候我们看到耶稣做了一个令众人都很吃惊的这样的一个宣告。
I tell you the truth, before Abraham was born, I am.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
Do you see the contrast?
你看到这个对比了吗？
When they talk of Abraham was born,
在讲到亚伯拉罕的时候，他说在亚伯拉罕出生，被出生。
Abraham was a created being.
因为亚伯拉罕是一个被创造的创造物。
But speaking for himself, he said, I am.
但是当主耶稣基督说他自己的时候，他说我是。
And the Jewish people fully understood that I am is God's name.
对当时的犹太人来说，他们很清楚，当谁说我是的时候，我是就代表着是神。
And they knew that when Jesus said I am, means he's proclaiming that he's God.
他们都很清楚，当主耶稣说我是的时候，就表示主耶稣在宣告他就是神。
So they respond with violence.
啊，所以他们对回应的话就是要拿石头打他，说他是有在亵渎神。
Let's stone him.
让石头来打他。
But the Bible says Jesus slipped away from the temple ground.
啊，但是我们看到圣经告诉我们说，耶稣从殿里就躲藏。
Because
从殿里。
His time has not yet come.
因为他的时间还没到。
Another time, Jesus have a conversation with the people in the temple court.
啊，有一次啊，耶稣也和在圣殿当中的人有这样的一段对话。
He said, "People." The teacher of the law said, "Christ is the son of David."
啊，这个说到这个律法师说，耶稣是大卫，基督是大卫的子孙。
The people said, "Yeah, we heard that before."
他说是的，是的，我们听到这样的说法。
And do you know where this word come from?
他说到，你知道这经文是在什么地方吗？
I forget.
有人说啊，我实在不记住，记不住了。
And Jesus said, "This is a quotation from the Old Testament, Psalm chapter 110, verse 1."
啊，耶稣就说，这其实是旧约当中诗篇的第110篇的第一节。
And said, "Yes, we know."
那他们这些人就回答说，啊，我们知道，我们知道。
When David was speaking by the Holy Spirit, he declared.
啊，那我们知道说，当大卫被圣灵感动的时候，他有这样的宣告。
And this is the Father's word. The Lord said to my Lord.
他说，大卫说，他说，主对我主说。
The Lord means God the Father said to my David's Lord.
啊，那这个主就指的是神
Christ.
啊，那讲到我的主就是大卫的。
Sit at my right hand until I put your enemy under your feet.
他说你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
And Jesus said, David himself called me Lord. How then can I be his son?
啊，大卫既然自己称他为主，他怎么能够成为大卫的子孙呢？
And the large crowd listened Jesus with delight.
啊，这所有的众人都很欢喜，都很欢喜听他的道。
And I like this verse.
这是最后。
When you listen to Jesus' thing with delight, that means you're willing to listen.
啊，我们看到最后他说，当你如果能够喜欢听神的话语的时候，就表示说你愿意遵守神的道。
When you're willing to listen and Jesus willing to speak.
当你愿意去听的时候，主耶稣基督也愿意对你说话。
And then Jesus explained to them.
啊，主耶稣基督继续的跟他们解释。
I am the eternal one, but I took myself as a human being to die for your sins.
他说我是有永生的，但是我成为人的样式，为了你的罪而死。
And as a man, I was born in the lineage of King David.
他说作为人，我是从大卫的子孙的血统而来。
And the wages of sin is death.
你们都知道，罪的工价就是死。
And but God cannot die.
但是神是不能死的。
So I come to the earth to die for your sin as a substitute.
所以我来到这个世上，我要来死，成为你们的赎罪。
And for those who believe in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
所以信我的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣呢？
From the genealogy, he was a fully man.
如果从家谱来说，他是一个完完全全的人。
From Jesus talk about Abraham and David, he is the Holy God.
但从耶稣讨论到讲到亚伯拉罕和大卫来看，他也是一个圣洁的神。
From eternity to eternity.
所以可以从那是从永恒到永恒。
And this is the doctrine of incarnation.
啊，这就是神道成基督耶稣道成肉身的这样的一个真理。
A Russian novelist by the name of Fyodor Dostoevsky.
啊，俄国有一位小说家，他名叫杜斯托夫斯基。
And he penned a very little cute story.
他有个这样非常有趣的一个故事。
And the woman was in hell, and then being tormented, she cried out.
啊，那有一位女士呢，她是死了以后在地狱当中，她在呼喊。
It's not fair. It's not fair.
她说啊，真的是不公平，真的是不公平。
And then Saint Paul in the heaven heard that.
啊，使徒保罗在天上，在天国就听见了。
And why is not fair?
她说哦，这有什么不公平的吗
？Well, because I'm a good woman.
啊，那这个在地狱的这个女妇女就说啊，因为我是一个好的好人。
Do you have any evidence?
保罗就说你有任何的证据吗
？Yes.
他说是的，我有证据。
One day a beggar came to my home and I gave him a carrot.
他说有一次啊，有一个乞丐来到我的家，然后我给了他一个胡萝卜。
Is it real?
啊，他就保罗就问说啊，
yes,
是真的吗？他说是真的。
Paul said, "Let me check the record."
啊，那使徒保罗就说啊，那我来看看你的记录吧。
And then go to the book and then flip several pages. Yes, she's right.
然后保罗就看了说，他就找了一下记录，就说哇，是真的，这是真有其事。
Let me see if I can do something.
他想说啊，看看我能不能做些什么事情来帮助他。
So Paul used a very long string, and on one hand, he tied a carrot there.
啊，那就保罗呢，就从天上就天国就垂下了一根绳子，绳子的一端呢，就系着一个胡萝卜。
And then he hang down to hell.
然后他就从把这个胡萝卜降到了这个地狱。
And this woman saw that, took the opportunity and grabbed the carrot.
啊，那这个妇女她看到了以后，她就抓住机会，抓住了这个胡萝卜。
And then Paul slowly pulled the string up in order to save him and bring her back to the living world.
啊，那保罗呢，就开始慢慢的啊，把这个绳子往上拉，想把这个妇女从地狱中拉出来。
Another woman in the hell saw that.
啊，但是在这个地狱当中，别的有一位啊妇女也看到了。
She grabbed on this woman's ankle.
他就抓住了这个妇女前面的那个妇女的这个脚。
And then as Paul pull it up, and then both are rising.
啊，所以当这个保罗往上拉的时候，拉绳子的时候，这两个妇女都被拉上去。
But this woman yell.
啊，但这个妇女就大声喊道
：No, no, no! This is my carrot.
啊，这个前面这个妇女说：啊，不行不行，这是我的胡萝卜。
You have no right to hold on my foot.
你没有权利去拉这个胡萝卜。
I want to be free too.
他说：我也想成为自由的。
So they keep arguing.And the voice is so loud, and the string keep trembling and sway from side to side.
啊，他们在不断的在这样争吵，这声音叫声非常的大，以至于震断了绳子。
And eventually, both women fell.
啊，看到最后，这两位妇女都掉回了这个地狱当中。
So we try to use our good deed to gain access to heaven, but we find out we cannot.
很多时候，我们想要我们自己好的行为能够达到进入天国的门票，但是我们发现我们做不到。
And sin is the major part of the human predicament.
其实我们的人的罪是人类的困境当中的一个很重要的部分。
And sin has been around from the Garden of Eden all the way to the end of the time.
我们知道人的罪从伊甸园开始一直到世界的终了。
So from, if you look at the Bible, from the first page to the last page, you see a very clear black line.
在这个圣经当中你从头看到尾的话你可以看到很明显的一个主题。
That is a clear descriptionOf the sin of man.
啊，这个很重要的一个很明显的一个主线的话，就是人心的诡诈。
But we also see another line.
我们也看到有另外的一段。
I call it a red line.
啊，我们看到是一段红线。
There's a line of redemption and hope.
这个红线的话，就是我们的救赎。
And sometimes we try to do good to please God.
很多时候，我们想尽我们自己最大的努力去讨神的喜悦。
But the question is, what does good mean?
但是问题是好。代表什么样的意义？
And Jeremiah said this: The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
好，到底意味着什么是好呢？耶利米有这样，先知耶利米这样说到：人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能参透呢
？So our deceitful heart is the root cause of all these human problems.
所以我们看到人心的诡诈也是我们所有的人的这些罪的一个根本的原因。
And every day when I turn on CNN and Fox News or CBS, my wife always said, "Crime report, crime report."
很多时候在我们打开电视看，不论是 CNN 或者是 Fox 或者 CBS 的这些报告的时候，我太太一看的时候就说，哇，讲的都是一些跟罪有关的报告。
And this crime report not only in the local level, but in the national level and even in the international level.
而且这些犯罪的这些报告的话，不单只是我们当地的一些报告。而且包括了全国性的或者是国际性的
assassination, rape and terrorism
啊，不但是一个谋杀或者是强奸或者是啊有这个恐怖主义
gangster activities
啊，也可能是一些匪帮的活动
and a new word I recently learned is a cannabis, that means marijuana.
或者是关于这个大麻的吸毒的事情。
And the child and wife abuse.
或者是关于小孩子或者是妇女的这个虐待。
Kidnapping, robbery, and name calling.
或者是绑架，或者是强盗，或者是对骂。
Now this is an outward expression of sin.
这是我们外在的可以看得到的罪的表现。
But what about inside our heart?
好，对我们的内在的内心是什么样的呢？
And the Bible says we are malice, we are envy, we are strife.
我们可能内心中有恶意，我们内心当中可能有嫉妒，我们内心当中也可能有些纷争。
We have deceit, gossiping, slandering, insolence.
我们可能有欺骗，我们可能也有传闲话，我们也可能说诽谤的话。
Haughtiness, boasting, and faithlessness.
我们可能也有骄傲，也有傲气、傲慢，我们也可能说夸胜的。
And then the Catechism of the Catholic Church and summarize all the things into seven things.
在这个天主教他们的基要真理学当中，他们就把所有这些罪呢归纳出大概有七条。
And they are very right when they put pride the first one.
他们真的是非常罪，他们非常的有道理。他们第一条背的就是自傲。
And then covetousness.
那第二的话就是关于人的贪婪。
Lust.
第三的话就是淫荡。
Anger.
就是第四的话就是怒气
guttering
第五的话就是贪婪暴饮
envy
第六的话就是嫉妒
and sloth
第七
laziness
第七的话就是懒惰
so one person say it in a very wise way
其实有人就说了句很有趣的话 很有智慧的话
so human depravity is at once the most empirically verifiable but also the most philosophically resistant
他说人的这个堕落、从某角度来说是在我们的经验当中是被证明的很容易被证明的但是同时人可能也会有内心对此有抵挡
This is by the late journalist Malcolm Muggeridge
这是一位记者叫 Malcolm 的一个记者所写的
But human beings deal with sin in generally two big categories
我想我们人类在对付罪的时候大概从两个方面来着手
And first they try to do good deed in order toOutweigh the bad deed.
第一的话就是想做一些善行，行一些善，能够希望行的善能够超过行的恶。
And secondly, they try to use philosophical language to lessen the severity of our depravity.
那第二的话就是想从一些哲学的观念来出发，能够通过一些哲学的解释来把罪的严重性给降低。
And this is Plato's form.
柏拉图有这样的一个说法。
He says sin is a disease.
他说罪就像是一个像一场病一
样 a 也
好像是一个缺陷一样
a weakness
好像是人的一个弱点
if I'm sick can you say to me that I'm a sinner
如果我是只是病了的话你能说好像我是一个罪人吗
and I'm look ugly with deformity in my face can you accuse me as a sinner
如果我是脸上有些什么缺陷的话你能说我是一个罪人吗
I'm weak you cannot say I'm a sinner right
如果我只是一个软弱的人的话，你能说我是一个罪人吗
？But God reminds us sin is sin.
但是神却提醒我们说，罪就是罪。
Regardless one's interpretation.
不论你是给他怎么样的去解读，罪就是罪。
And Jesus spoke bluntly into the core of the matter.
我们知道耶稣，主耶稣基督，他直言不讳的提到了罪。
And for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries.Fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemous.
他说，因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄证、谤读。
Jesus paid very little attention on our action.
我看，其实主耶稣对我们的行动没有像，并不是那么的关注。
And our judicial system focuses on our action.
但是我们的这个律法的话呢，关注的是我们的行动。
And Jesus focuses on our heart.In our thought,
我们想主耶稣基督其实对我们的内心、对我们的思想有更多的关注。
And Paul in Roman first chapter say this way.
保罗在罗马书第一章有这样说到。
And those most gravest and major sin is the abandonment of God and turn to idols.
他说最大的罪就是离弃了神而转向偶像。
And R.C. Sproul give a new term called cosmic treason.
这个 R.C. Sproul 就给了这样的说是一个
宇宙性的
叛国
罪
判。Okay.
So who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣呢?
He is the only one who has a sharpened perception on the reality of the human sin.
他是唯一一个对人类的罪有一个非常敏锐的认知的。
In the 19th century, there's an author and give a remarkable portrayal of Jesus' life.
在19世纪有这样的一个作者，他写了一段话，是对主耶稣基督他的一生的一个最好的诠释。
And his name is James Allen Francis.
这位作者他的名字叫 James Allen Francis.
And the title of the article is One Solitary Life.
他写的这段话的这个像一个诗样的这个题目叫做孤独的一生。
So we talk about the effect of life of Jesus on mankind, basically.
他其实所说的就是关于主耶稣他的一生对人类的影响。
He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman.
他说他出生于一个寂寞无名的村庄。
He grew up in another village, where he worked in a carpenter's shop until he was 30. Then, for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher.
他说他在一个贫瘠的生活中成长，他在卑微中成长，他在一个木匠店中工作到30岁。
He never wrote a book.
直到3年以后，他成为一个巡回的传道者。他从来没有拥有过房子。
He never held an office.
他从来没有写过书，他从来也没有当过官。
He never had a family or owned a home.
他也从来不曾结婚，有自己的家庭。
He did not go to college.
他没有上过大学。
He never visited a big city.
他也没有踏足过大的城市。
He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born.
他也从来没去过离他出生地超过200 miles 以外的地方。
He did none of the things that usually people consider accomplishment of greatness.
他也从来没有做过任何我们可能认为是伟大的事情。
He had no credentials but himself.
他好像除了他自己以外，他也没有什么别的了不起的成就。
He was only 33.When the tide of the public opinion turned against him,
他只有当大众都公然反对他的时候，他才33岁。
His friend ran away. One of them denied him.
他的朋友都逃跑了，其中一个不认他。
He was turned over to the enemies and went through the mockery of a trial.
那另外一个把他给交给了仇敌，他也经历了受人嘲弄的审判。
And he was nailed to the cross between two thieves.
还被钉在两个强盗之间的十字架上。
While he was dying, his executioner gambled for the garment, the only property he had on earth.
在他快要死的时候，执行死刑的兵丁拈阄去分他的衣服，也是他在世上唯一的财物。
When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pit of a friend.
他死了以后，他被埋葬在一个是借来的墓穴当中。
19th century have gone and come.
19个世纪走了又来，来了又走。
And today he is central figure of the human race.
但如今他仍然是人类的焦点。
All the armies that ever marched.
所有的在地上作战过的军队。
All the navies that ever sailed.
所有的航海过的海军。
All the parliaments that ever sat.
所有召开过的国会。
And all the kings that ever reigned,
所有曾经统治过的君王
put together have not affected the life of man on this earth as much as that one solitary life.
把他们集合起来，我们发现这些人物对世界的影响都敌不过这个孤独的生命对世界的影响。
But I would like to add that his life is not totally solitary.
但是我想加一句，他的生命也不单也。其实并不只是一个孤独的生命。
And the Heavenly Father is always with him.
我们知道天父始终跟他在一起。
So who is Jesus?
所以谁是耶稣呢？
Jesus is the centerpiece of human history.
所以我们看到主耶稣基督是人类历史的核心。
And Jesus is also a sin bearer.
我们看到主耶稣基督他也是担当了我们的罪。
And the angel said to Joseph.
天使对约瑟说。
About the Immaculate pregnancy of Mary.
他跟他说
virgin birth.
就说耶稣从童女怀孕而生。
And the angel said, and she, that is Mary, will give birth to a son.
他说玛利亚要生一个儿子。
And you, that is Joseph, will give him the name Jesus.
他说约瑟，你要给 这个婴孩名叫耶稣。
For he will give his people salvation from their sins.
因为他将自己的百姓从罪恶当中领出来。
And then later on, John the Baptist said.
接下来，施洗约翰有这样说。
And John the Baptist is the last prophet of the Old Testament.
我们知道施洗约翰是旧约当中最后的一位先知。
And is the forerunner of the Messiah.
他也是弥赛亚的开路先锋。
And one day.He saw Jesus.
有一天，他看到了主耶稣基督。
And then he said,
他也这样说道
"See, he is the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world."
他说了说，看了神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Jesus was despised and rejected by men.
我们看到世人却离弃了主耶稣。
A man of sorrow.
而且是一个充满了忧患的忧患之子。
And familiar with the suffering.
他也非常清楚这个他需要承担的
他受的罪 declare,
他很清楚以赛亚先知以赛亚所说的他所受的罪
Surely he has borne our infirmities and carry our sorrow
他说他承担担当我们的忧患背负我们的痛苦
Yet we consider him stricken by God stricken down by him and afflicted
我们却以为他受责罚被神击打苦待了
But he was pierced for our transgressions he was crushedFor our iniquities.
那这是他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
Upon him was the punishment that made us whole.
因他所受的刑罚，我们得平安。
And by his bruises we are healed.
因他所受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
All we like sheep have gone astray.
我们都如羊走迷。
We have all turned to our own way.
个人偏行己路。
And the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
So we raise the question again, who is Jesus?
所以我们再提一个问题，耶稣是谁
？First, he took upon himself our sins.
首先，他担当了我们一切的罪。
He died on the cross to satisfy the righteous demand of our holy Father.
第二，他在十字架上为我们的罪而死，满足了圣洁的父所
公义的要求。He resurrected for our justification.
同样，他也为了我们的拯救，他从死里复活。
He offered forgiveness.To cleanse our conscience,
他也给了我们他的饶恕，好让我们洗清我们的罪。
He gave us eternal life.
他给了我们永远的生命。
He provided a way for us to heaven.
他给我们一条路可以到天国。
He is our Savior and Creator.
他不但是我们的创造者，他也是我们的救主。
He's the Father. He and His Father are one.
他和父原为一。
He is the glory of glories.
他是圣洁他是。荣耀的荣耀，荣耀中最荣耀的。
Now, in order to understand the glory of Jesus, one cannot help but go to the last few chapters of Revelation.
如果要想讨论到主耶稣基督神他的荣耀的话，我们都需要看到启示录的最后的两章。
And Revelation is full of symbolism.
我们知道在启示录当中所讲的很多都是带有
表征性的事情。Because the glory of God can Never be fully described by human words.
因为其实神的荣耀的话，要用人的语言来描述的话，是不太可能的。
And then when Apostle John was moved by the Holy Spirit, he got a chance to peep into the throne room.
所以当使徒约翰他被圣灵感动的时候，他有个机会，他看到了神的荣耀。
And he saw a room, he saw a 宝座的。The throne. He saw the throne was settled down in heaven.
然后他看到在天上有设立了神的宝座。
And then encircled by rainbow.
也看到这个宝座被彩虹所围绕。
And then this rainbow is extraordinary. Doesn't look like the ordinary ones.
看到这个彩虹的话也非常特别，不像普通的彩虹。
Resembling emerald.
看上去像宝石绿宝石一样。
Very precious stone.
是非常宝贵珍贵的石。
And then the one who sit on the throne.Has the appearance of jasper and carnelian.
那坐在宝座上的，看上去像碧玉，像红宝石一样。
And then surrounding the room, there were 24 elders.
围绕着神的宝座的有24个长老。
And they dress in white.
他们都穿着白色的袍子。
And they have a golden crown on their heads.
他们头上也有黄金的冠冕。
So in these 24 elders, representing the 12 tribes.In the Old Testament, and the 12 disciples in the New Testament.
他这个24个的长老，他代表了有旧约当中的12个支派，也代表了新约当中的12个门徒。
And all together representing all the saints, all the Christians.
所以他这些二十四个长老，他所代表的是所有的圣徒，所有的基督徒。
And then John sees a magnificent sign.
啊，在这个时候，我们看到使徒啊，约翰他看到一个非常让人感到惊叹的一个现象。
Flashes of lightning, rumbling, and peals of thunder emanated from the throne.
啊，看到从宝座当中有闪电，有巨大的雷声。
What a majestic scene!
这是一个多么让人感到吃惊、感到震惊的一个景象。
Seven lamps were blazing before the throne.
啊，我们看到这个时候有七盏点亮的七盏灯。
And these seven lamps representing a perfect number, the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们知道这个七也代表了一个完美的数字。
And before the throne, he saw a sea of glass.
在这个宝座的前面，好像有玻璃海一样。
Clear as crystal.
就像水晶一样的透明。
And then he saw the four living creatures.
看到四个活物。
The first one looked like a lion.
第一个活物像狮子。
The second one looked like an ox.
第二个像牛。
The third one looked like the face of a man.
第三是像带着人面。
And the fourth one looked like a flying angel.
第四就像是鹰。
So these four creatures reminds us the four gospels, which representing four different aspects of our Lord Jesus.
啊，这四个活物好像代表了四部福音书，也代表了神的四个特质。
And their body were covered with all eyes, eyes.
啊，这四个活物身上都遍满了眼睛。
And then the living creatures is in center and around the throne.
啊，看到这个四个活物在这个宝座的中间。
And they cry out non-stoppingly.
他们在里大声的、不停的喊道
：“Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
圣哉，圣哉，全能的神。”
Who was and is and is to come.
是昔在、今在、永在的神。
And these four creatures ascribe glory and honor and thanks to the one who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever.
啊，我们看到这四个活物把荣耀、把尊贵都归给了坐在宝座上的。
And then these 24 elders representing us and bow down and worship him.
啊，那这24个长老代表了我们，代表基督的话，他们。为宝座上的神
and take down the crown as a gift to God.
他们俯伏在宝座前，而且他们头上所戴的金色的黄金的冠冕，是他所得到的神的奖赏。
And then they sing a doxology.
所以他们在唱三一颂。
You're worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you create all things, and by your will, you will create it.And have their beings.
他们这样唱，他说：“我们的主，我们的神，你配得我们所有的荣耀、尊贵、权柄，因你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。”
Now this worshiping spirit not only inside the throne room, but also permeate into the whole universe.
然后想到他们这个在这里的这个敬拜、这个赞美、这个歌声，不单只是充满了宝座之前，而且整个宇宙都响彻了宇宙。
And Apostle John heard this.
使徒约翰有听到这个。
He wrote this.
啊，他写到这个，他这样写道。
Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels.
他说我听到了很多天使的声音。
Numbering thousand upon thousand and 10,000 times 10,000.
他说有成千上万的。
They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders in a loud voice. They were saying.
啊，他环绕着这宝座和活物和这些长老。
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
他们这样唱到，配神
被杀的羔羊，
被杀的羔羊。
To receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.
他配得一切的权贵、权柄、尊贵、荣耀和赞美。
Then Apostle John said, "I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea, and this all is in them saying."
然后他听到说他约翰使徒约翰也这样说，他讲一切地上天上地下海里的所有的活物都这样高声的唱道。
To him who sit on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.
一切的尊贵荣耀和权柄都归给坐在宝座上的羔羊。
So the four living creatures said Amen.
这四个活物就说到回答说 Amen.
And the elders fell down and worshipped.
这二十四个长老就拜倒在神的宝座前。
So who is Jesus?
所以谁是 耶稣呢
？Jesus was a fully man, real person in sober history.
我们知道耶稣是人类历史上一个真实的人。
Jesus is the Holy God, was, is, and will be.
我们也知道耶稣他是昔在、今在、永在的神。
He's the only one who has a divine perception on the reality of the human sins.
他也是唯一一个有从神来的这样的一个认属神的这样的一个认知，认识到人类的罪。
He provides the unique way for our salvation out of His unfailing love.
他也因为他对我们永不改变的爱，他为我们提供了一条非常特别的一条通往救恩的道路。
Of our worship and service, and to Him we ascribe our praise and honor and glory.
他也是一个值得我们一切的敬拜，我们一切的侍奉，我们一切的尊贵、荣耀和赞美的神。
We Christians are very blessed.
我们作为基督徒，我们真是蒙福的人。
The God that we serve and the God we worship is such a wonderful God.
我们敬拜、我们侍奉的神是如此伟大的神。
Let's give thanks to Him.
让我们把一切的感谢。赞美归给他。
Let's pray.
让我们来低头祷告。
Our Lord Jesus,
我们的主耶稣基督，
You are the magnificent one.
你是一个伟大的。
You are the God of love and justice and mercy.
你是爱的神，你是公义的神，你是公
正的神。Today we become your children. It's all by your blessing.
我们如今能够成为你的儿女，其实都是因为你的祝福，你的恩典。
Had it not been for your grace, we are nothing.
如果不是因为你的恩典的缘故，我们实在是不算什么。
But you give us the intrinsic worth and the reflected glory.
你给我们有内在的价值，你让我们可以能够反射出你的荣耀。
May we live a life to glorify you and to reflect your glory to the darkened world.
愿我们能够过一个可以荣耀你的生活，把你的荣耀反射到这个黑暗的世界。
We pray this in our blessed Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.